As we're coming to the end of 2023, I am so grateful of the lessons I've had. There's been some massive growth. There's been a lot of mistakes, a lot of challenges, a lot of hurdles. The things that I really believe have really shaped for who I am and the lessons that come with it. And I think as well, it just goes to show the more mistakes we make, the more we do grow. And I think I always find that if I'm not making mistakes, then I'm not moving forward in the right direction. So it's just a great opportunity for you beautiful humans that if you in 2023, good work. You're on the right track. It's a superpower. It's just great feedback. And I used to be so afraid of failure. And now I'm kind of like, well, lesson learned. Won't do that again. Or you know what? Now I get to do something a little bit more different. So the first thing I really want to bring forward, some of the lessons I can see in the start of 2023 was welcome to the queendom. Hi, Queen. Welcome back with Keys to the Queendom. I am your host, Tam. And today is all about the lessons I have learned in 2023. And I'm just going to be an open book. You know me. I'm so transparent, sometimes too direct and honest. And I think that just, again, is a testament to, you know, why I have such incredible clients that love that I'm relatable, human, and just say it how it is. But I think it's really important because as we're coming to the end of 2023, I am so grateful of the lessons I've had. There's been some massive growth. There's been a lot of mistakes, a lot of challenges, a lot of hurdles. And I wanted to go through some of the themes that I really focused, the themes that I really believe have really shaped for who I am and the lessons that come with it. And I think as well, it just goes to show the more mistakes we make, the more we do grow. And I think I always find that if I'm not making mistakes, then I'm not moving forward in the right direction. So it's just a great opportunity for you beautiful humans listening that if you fucked up in 2023, good work. You're on the right track. It's a superpower. And it's also, it's just great feedback. And I used to be so afraid of failure. And now I'm kind of like, well, lesson learned, won't do that again. Or you know what? Now I get to do something a little bit more different. So the first thing I really want to bring forward, some of the lessons I can see in the start of 2023 was really about branding, you know, and I remember if you guys sort of think back to what my start of 2023 was like, you know, I really had the colors of brown and gold. And I think I was very much this, I had this perception that I had to really show up as this put together woman in a suit person. And I guess that's a great thing to do when you want to be, you know, leveraging that CEO mindset, but that gets to be however you want it to be. You know, I've been in rooms with people where they wear a black shirt every time they are around people. I've had podcast guests who rock up in thongs and a t-shirt, and that's their brand. And I remember when I transitioned from that sort of put together, serious, I'm a business coach mentality to, hey, I'm actually quite special and weird. You know, I go a million miles an hour and, you know, I've always gravitated to hot pink, excuse me, and gold really represents the brand of wealth and freedom. And pink almost is a representation of me. You know, she's out there, she's bold, she plays big. She's, you know, got this huge sense of, you know, energy. And I always feel like that just really calls in my true authentic self. And I think the biggest lessons I've learned in 2023 is you are your brand, you know, and you get to make it whatever you want it to be. You know, yes, maybe sometimes if you want to work in the corporate world, you can't really, you know, rock up with your tits out and maybe, you know, wear thongs. But you know what? I really just think that the more you just embrace you unapologetically, people are going to really resonate with that and you're going to attract the people you want to work with. So that was a massive lesson for 2023.
And have you said, I spent my whole life studying, I've been to school my whole life, and I've actually learned nothing that teaches me the tools and strategies to build a successful business in the outside world. You've probably spent thousands of dollars on courses, or you've heard fake news from business gurus. Well, I'm here to give this incredible news to everyone here right now that this is Queen Stream University. Get out of debt and actually start making money in the online space, knowing and having the foundations to build a successful business. Now I'm talking because I have gone through the trenches. I have been a fitness coach, built my online business as a pro athlete, and now I am a business coach. You'll go from having absolutely no idea what your business is through in the 8 weeks, learn the foundations of knowing what your purpose is, your vision and mission, and also understanding your business values with the execution to know what that business is. You'll also learn branding, social media, content strategy, marketing, and more importantly, how to sell. With Queenstream University, it'll cut out the bullshit and remove all the fluff and get you working specifically on your business so you can execute this in 8 weeks to get ready to launch. I wanted you to have something where you get to access something straight away, where you get to fast track your growth, as well as remove any doubt, any overwhelming sensation or stress, or the question that everyone seems to ask, where do I begin? With Queenstream University, you'll be able to build wealth, freedom, and at the end of the day, be an entrepreneur and be able to say, I have finally built my own thing, my own business. And I've stopped making money for someone else, and I'm now making money for my own empire. Queenstream University. And the second one is my values. You know, I really started to foresee, once I sort of got a taste of doing the event with Kayla, which was an amazing opportunity. And I've openly spoken about how we decided to go in different directions and we're still such great friends. I really understood that from that experience, that values that I really, 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 really wanted to live by was that sense of freedom. And being on stage brought another layer of what I really had missed. And it kind of made me connect the dots when I was a little girl. You know, I've always been on stage, except it was always a different element, you know, from the dance world, the fitness space. Now in the business world, I realized that I've built a business from home, and now I get to really step into what freedom looks like for me. And living in that value is something I make a decision of every day. And, you know, some things that I really want to make sure I do for 2024 is being across different stage across the globe, you know, and that's because for me, that equals freedom. You know, connecting with people in a closer proximity. And so I really thought about this as a massive lesson for you guys, because if you're not living in your values, you're just working every day on autopilot, and you start to then become a prison of your business. And that's not why we started this incredible journey in the first place. So that was my second lesson for 2023. Wow, this one's a deep one, and I might get a little emotional about it because, as I said, like I've really learned from mistakes, but intuition is another lesson for 2023. You know, and I speak about that because I feel our greatest gift is ourselves, and we forget that when we're stepping into the entrepreneur space, you know. And I think back to myself as a fitness coach and doing things based on what I thought I had to do based on what others were doing, I started to really sink into, what does Tam want to do? What is my message? How do I portray this in a different limelight? And I get it, because when you first begin, you know, you're aspired by the people online, you know, you're working with mentors that really look like you really look up to. And I actually used to put mentors on a pedestal for a really long time. And from that, I really started to, yes, trust them, but only them. I actually didn't go, well, this feels different. And you guys know that feeling, you know, that feeling you get when you have this like sort of butterfly feeling in your stomach. Mine's always in my chest. And I guess it's because like my heart is something that I always focus on when I'm feeling into making a decision. I'm a very kinesthetic type of person. I'm a visual when it comes to learning, but when it comes to decisions, I'm a feeler. You probably can understand. And when you hear my podcast, I always talk about feel this. How does that feel for you? And it's why when I speak to my clients, I always give them my feedback, but I always go back to, well, how does that feel for you? And this is a great opportunity for a lesson that I've learned with what I did this year with putting mentors on a pedestal and not actually trusting my own intuition. I started to lose who I was, you know, and I think this was a great lesson for myself to realize that I know what I'm doing. And when something doesn't feel quite right, rather than avoiding it and brushing it away, it either comes back to bite me in the ass, or again, I learn from mistakes, right? So you've got that power, my queen. You have that power in you. So again, maybe for 2024, your biggest thing to focus on is trusting your own intuition, your gut. And if something doesn't feel right, or if it's still a bit hazy and you're not really sure how to navigate it, I will always just ask the question, what is this for me? What is the sign coming for me?
And if you're still feeling unsure about it, I always just ask for guidance. Like, hey, universe, I'm not too sure about this situation. Can you give me some more clarification? Give me another sign. And I can tell you now, I sound really woo-woo saying that. The signs will come.
Hey, beautiful kings and queens, are you right now in a space where you're ready to take action and build your business, yet you struggle where to begin? You're feeling stuck and overwhelmed with all the things you need to do when it comes to building a business. Build the business of your dreams in the online space and be in the arena of all the incredible, great humans out there that are building 7 to 8 figure businesses. Now, the foundations that I truly believe in that you are going to learn through this membership is sales, marketing, content creation, social media, money mindset, and of course, branding. Now, all of this will be accessible for you to be learning what is currently hot right now in the market and how you can create your own business and build a successful business in the online space. All you have to do right now is DM Empire in my Instagram or email myself and my team, and we will get the ball rolling so you can have your empire and start making moves in the online space.
And I think the next lesson that I've learned from this year that my business has grown incredibly. Yes, I talk about the lows and I talk about the challenges and the hardships, but I look at my numbers and I'm like, wow, we've done exceptionally well. We've grown 3 times this year. I only became a business coach last year. And the power of what I've been able to achieve has been with the power of networking. And this is a big thing I'm going to continue to do for 2024 and also encourage my clients to do so, because if I didn't network with the podcast guests I had, I didn't go to America, I didn't put myself in rooms and go to events, I wouldn't be where I am now. And that's another thing, going back to what I spoke about values, freedom is important for me. I want to be in events with so many people. I want to just meet people. I love speaking to people. I love business. I love growing. I love entrepreneurship. And how cool is it that when you are in a room full of people that are just as aspiring as you are, you never know what a conversation can bring. And it usually happens with a glass of wine. But again, I think it's more about the intention when you are networking with people. I'm always like, I get to network with people and I sort of open my heart up to the intention that I don't know what will come from it, but I know something big will. So it's almost like there's this permission slip that networking isn't a way of manipulation or influence, which in a sense, you know, yes, they are supporting your growth, but it's more so in a sense that if I get to network with people and I open myself up to endless opportunities and maybe also then helping them, this is how Keys to the Queendom grew. This is how Queendom has grown. This is how, you know, I'm getting invited to so many guest speakers, podcasts, and getting to be able to go to America because of the power of networking. And that's why so many of my clients are growing so quickly, because they are in Queendom and they get to be in proximity of people that are in the arena. And I think it's really great, because naturally I used to feel really intimidated by who I was surrounded by. Whereas now I'm like, okay, if I feel uncomfortable and I feel a little bit intimidated, then great, I'm in the right place. This is where I'm meant to be being. This is where I'm meant to be. excuse me. And then two more lessons that I really, really took on board for 2023 was outsourcing. You know, it's so easy to have control of everything, but you know, a lot of my teams are now so good and equipped at some of the things I used to do. I sit back and go, what can I do today? Oh, record another podcast. Oh, meet up with a client at a cafe and do in-person strategies. Oh, go to America. Oh, go to Byron and, you know, work from a hotel there. And it's crazy, because the minute you let go of that control and you give power to your team to, you know, make mistakes too, for them to learn, you know, it's great that you can then have more time and freedom to focus on content, selling and marketing and just crafting yourself, you know. This is where your brand gets to really build and grow together. And last but not least, I really feel this is important, is to not get comfortable. That was a big lesson for me. I think because I was so uncomfortable at one point, especially at the start of the year with all these new changes and stretching myself and the challenges I faced, I was kind of like, okay, I just want to like be not doing anything right now. When I say not doing anything, I was like, okay, I'm not investing in another mentor. You know, I've learned my lesson on a lot of things and I just want to like sit still for a bit and be comfortable. And I think I lasted 1 week and I'm like, nah, fuck this. This is not me. And it's only because your brain wants to keep you safe and it really wants to keep you in that comfortable state. And I totally get that our central nervous system can only handle so much. And I don't want you guys to feel like you have to feel like you're poor every day to move forward and build a business. That's not what I want. But I think there's beauty in feeling uncomfortable in a sense where you're doing something different every day or every week or every month, or you're asking for help. You know, there's so many layers of feeling uncomfortable. It doesn't always have to necessarily mean spending so much money. And I'm going to say that again. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to spend so much money to be uncomfortable. There's discomfort in speaking truth. There's discomfort in asking for help. There's discomfort in going out for dinner with someone you never met before, but you know that there's something there for you to learn from. There's discomfort for just being vulnerable, you know? So I think it's how you look at discomfort and surrender to it has been a massive lesson for myself in this year. And you know what? You know, I do want to add one last lesson, because it's not really a lesson, but it's more in a sense of I used to get advised that I shouldn't be promoting my business every day. And it wasn't until I found my voice again that I saw how powerful it is to speak and sell every day from a place of authenticity. I talk about my business every day, and that's how you sell, because you're just passionate. You know, I'm giving value every day on my Instagram, on my Facebook, on my LinkedIn, on my podcast. That's selling, because I'm just so committed and devoted on my mission. I want to help so many people out there to build an empire. That's how I get to sell. And if I'm quiet and I'm not talking about my business because it's too much, you're playing too big now, slow down, girl. I mean, why would we get into this business in the first place if we can only speak about our business 3 times a day? Do you know what I mean? So I really want you guys to take all these lessons in for 2023, because 2024 is just around the corner, right? And I've always made every new year a theme. I write a letter to my future self as well. I also then read what letter I wrote to 2023. You know what? I'm actually going to make that as a podcast, because it'd be really cool to see what I wrote. And I've done that before on Instagram. I'm going to do it for you guys. But this is an opportunity for you guys to just really play big for 2024, whatever that looks like for you. And again, I always say this, if there's more that I can do for you guys, please reach out, because you now know that I'm someone that's always open and transparent. I take ownership in what I do, but I also hold my clients and you guys to a standard. So if this is really, really connecting with you, it's landing, and there's that pull, like I really want to work with Tamara, this is your opportunity to work with me in 2024. Because if I can tell you that we've grown for three times this year, as opposed to last year, and I've only been a business mentor for over a year now, imagine what you can do. Thank you, Queen. And always play big.